Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. It is our sincere prayer and desire that all is well with you and with yours. We're in James chapter 4, verse number 2. We're going to try to conclude this verse this morning. And James said there are four things that causes us to do wrong when we're tempted. James said, first of all, we need to understand the power of lust. That is the first problem. And in verse 2, he says, The second problem is that we distrust God. We try to fulfill the desire that is within us in unprofitable ways that God is not pleased with. And once we understand what the greatest desire within man is, then we can find help in the time of need. Last week, we talked about the word lust, and then we talked about the different levels of lust. And then this morning, we want to talk about desire is never satisfied, genuinely satisfied, apart from God. A person must, and I emphasize the word must, a person must trust and call upon God in order to have his desires fulfilled. James said in verse 2, ye have not because ye ask not. And there are three reasons why trusting and calling upon God are necessary. Again, I emphasize the word necessary for desires to be fulfilled. First of all, man's deepest and most restless craving is spiritual. And the majority of the human race does not realize that that is the most restless craving within mankind himself. And that is, it is a spiritual desire. God has made man a being who is restless until his spirit is at peace with God. Man may deny it, he may ignore it, he may neglect and reject this fact. Nevertheless, the denial of truth does not do away with the truth. God has made man a spiritual being, a being with a soul that craves for spiritual satisfaction. Man craves for God, for the fellowship and communion, the care and security of his presence. Man craves for life that is both abundant and eternal. And man craves for a perfect world. Man desires these things deep down within his soul. He desires for spiritual satisfaction. And his spirit is restless, ever craving for more and more until the spirit is satisfied with the knowledge of these things. Secondly, man's spiritual desires and cravings cannot be satisfied with physical and spiritual things. Man's experience is this. There is that within man that lusts and craves for more and more. And as more and more is taken, the lust does not diminish. It grows. It craves for still more and more. Man's cravings are never satisfied. They have to be controlled. If man feeds his cravings and continues to feed and feed them, he is eventually consumed by his lust. The problem is this, man's misunderstandings that for which is his craving. It is an inner craving, a spiritual craving that gnaws away at him, and thus no physical thing can genuinely satisfy that spiritual craving. A physical thing is of the earth, physical. It is not of heaven, spiritual. The spiritual craving can only be satisfied by spiritual things, only by the Spirit of God. Physical things only leave man dissatisfied, unfulfilled, and incomplete. Still hungering and thirsting after pleasure and self-gratification. Why? Because it did not come from God. Throughout history, men have desired everything from food to persons. They have used every method from arguing to war to get the thing or person, yet they have never been satisfied within. Why? Because what they desire was never sought from God and did not come from God. Thirdly, man is not able to control his desires. Not completely, not always. Man must have the presence and power of God to control all his lusts and desires. No matter what man may think and claim, history is clear evidence of the uncontrolled desires of men. In fact, any thinking and honest person can testify to this, to his lack of control and discipline over desires and lust. We corrupt our minds, our thoughts, and bodies. We hurt, disrupt, and destroy others by our uncontrolled desires and lust. It is our uncontrolled desires and lust that are carrying every one of us to the grave. The only escape, beloved, the only victory over the corruption of desires and lust is God. We must trust God, call upon God. We must consult with God about our desires and our wants. We must be honest with him. If those desires are not what God would have us to desire, we need to talk to God. We need to ask God his opinion. We need to ask God, what is your will for my life? We need to ask if the desire is good or bad, and ask if the need is a true need or simply the lust for pleasure or gratification. We must learn to commune and fellowship with God, to walk in him, live and move in him, seeking and asking his opinion, his will, and help, and for help every step of every day. This is what God wants from us. Leaders and citizens alike, ministers, members in general, God wants to fellowship and commune with us. He wants our acknowledgement, our worship and honor and praise of him as the Lord and Father of the universe. Fellowship and communion with God, trusting and calling upon God, is the only way we can ever fulfill the deepest and innermost desire of our hearts. And once the spiritual craving is satisfied, all the other desires of our lives will be fulfilled and controlled by the presence and power of God in our hearts. Prayerlessness, not knowing God and not praying to God, is the second cause of temptation and wrongdoing. Romans 8, verse number 13, Paul said, "For we live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." And again in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 24, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust." 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, John gave these poignant words, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Listen to what David said in Psalm 31, verse number 19. "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid upon them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men." Again, in Psalm 37, in verse number 3, David said, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Psalm 37, verse 5. Again, David said in Psalm 62, in verse number 8, "Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him." God is a refuge for us. He's a safe place for us. When desires and temptations come upon us, beat upon us and trying to destroy us, we need to trust in him at all times so that God is a refuge for us. And the wise man said in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That great prophet of the Old Testament, Isaiah, in Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, and the lesson is yours, him in perfect peace. Who, Isaiah, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, and for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Let us pray. Our Father and our God who art in heaven, we come thanking you once again for another day that we've never seen before. Father, we ask that if we've done things contrary to your will, unbeknown to us, bring it to our attention, that we may rectify it before it's eternal and everlastingly too late. Father, we pray that all on the call, whatever they may be going through, that you would look into each individual situation individually and grant according to your will. And Father, if in your infinite wisdom you see fit not to remove what we're going through, we simply ask and beseech of you, beg of you, to give us the strength to go through. We know that you have promised us that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We believe that. We trust in that. We cling to that because we have no other hope, and our only hope is in thee. Father, bless every minister that participates in this on this platform. Bless Sister Danielle that is hosting. Bless her family. Bless all of the minister's family. And bless all the families that are represented on this call. That will be enough. In your precious Son, Jesus Christ's name, we do offer this prayer and give thanks. Amen.